WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 14 Republicans voted with most Democrats to defeat the six-month temporary funding measure. House Speaker Mike Johnson told Fox News Hannity that while he's disappointed,
I don't think it's going to come to a shutdown. I believe we can get this job done.
Former President Trump's called for a government shutdown unless the package includes a law that requires proof of citizenship to vote. Republicans have not won New York in a presidential election since 1984, but the former president held a rally Wednesday on Long Island. His running mate, J.D. Vance, today will speak at the Business Roundtable, so will the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz. The Federal Reserve went big with its first interest rate cut, down by half a percentage point, the first cut since 2020. Funerals in Lebanon for the 20 people killed yesterday in a second round of explosions targeting Hezbollah pagers and walkie-talkies. U.S. officials confirmed to ABC News Israel was behind the attack. This is ABC News. More testimony expected today in the Coast Guard hearing into the deadly implosion of a submersible on a tour to the Titanic. A mission specialist for OceanGate, the company behind the tour, will face questions. Five people died when the Titan imploded last year. Millions know him as Mr. Beast, but now popular YouTuber Jimmy Donaldson's facing a lawsuit over his reality show.
Five contestants are suing Donaldson's production company and Amazon, which acquired the streaming rights to Beast Game, claiming the show failed to provide fair wages. They also claim they endured unsafe working conditions, including harassment. The lawsuit says during taping this summer, several contestants ended up hospitalized, while others reported suffering physical and mental complications.
To ABC's Rihanna and Ali, it's being called a successful test flight after a hydrogen-filled balloon took off from the Gulf of Mexico, flew 19 miles into the sky. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday is important for Wisconsin's hundreds of election clerks. It's the deadline to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested one. Plus, for municipalities that will be using ballot boxes, clerks can formally open them. Use of absentee ballots has surged since the start of the pandemic. You still have time to request one. After Thursday, once you request your absentee ballot, your clerk's office has 24 hours to mail it to you. Taylor Swift's endorsement of presidential candidate Kamala Harris may coincide with a 47.5% increase in Wisconsin voter registration. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris right after the presidential debate last week Tuesday. Since then, Wisconsin voter registration has seen an increase of more than 1,300, according to Vote.org. There is no evidence that Taylor Swift directly influenced this number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee.
And delivers. Swinging and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win.
Manager Pat Murphy said after the game that the team had to overcome adversity to win a championship.
No one in spring training would have said the Brewers will win the NL Central, except maybe a few guys in that room. And it just talks to one thing. This is a game about people.
There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 86. Showers and storms likely tonight, lows around 65. Showers and storms on Friday morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a high around 82. Sunny and 83 for Saturday. Sunday, slight chance of a shower and a high of 78.
It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you.
84.
Beautiful.
It's
phenomenal.
Another.
Do we come in too early?
I know.
It is like pitch blackout.
And it's 56.
When did it get pitch, Todd, when did it get pitch blackout?
Last
a couple of weeks, I think.
Right.
Okay.
It really starts happening in August,
boy,
though. Late August.
Though, isn't that?
And then I was telling Johnny this morning, it gets dark early, too.
Yeah.
I had an event last night, which is great. I'll talk about that, how much fun we had at that. It was the final CellCom marathon, and they have proceeds, right? And they've given like over $2 million over that 25 years to charities. They always pick one or two charities. And the two charities they picked this year were the new community shelter and then, you know, Feed My Starving Children. You know,
remember
Vanessa and I were giving out medals at the end, and they had quite a crew working there too. And they gave us our checks last night, and the total was – proceeds were like $108,000, so we each split that.
Wow.
And isn't that a lot? That's great.
That's phenomenal.
And John
said, for your 200Ds, that goes a long way.
Yeah, and John said, that's a lot of bottle caps. You know how we're saving them?
Yeah, all the different things.
Versus, whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
We're saving. And we need to continue to save that.
Get hold of Vanessa. Talk to her. See how far that's going to go for them.
Yeah. And what was really cool last night, over 25 years, they've obviously selected a lot of charities. So every charity was there.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was fun. And Todd, a couple of people are going to be calling you because they're like, can I get back on your show and talk to Todd?
I'm
like,
Any idea why they stopped it? I mean, just enough? So, just kind of?
You know what? They didn't want that to be the thing, right? They didn't want that to be the topic of discussion as to why.
Okay.
But I did.
But I have to ask.
As did I. And they said, look, we've got something else coming, which is cool.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll see what. But CellCom's such a community minded company.
Thank you, Todd.
Were you crying? What?
No, I still can't. Oh,
the allergies. Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing. You know, they gave me that stuff that was a prescription, and it's the stuff you had mentioned.
The stuff in the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't think of the name of it.
Nasal chrome.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's Flonase.
Flonase.
Yeah. Yeah. Flonase. Yeah. That's pretty good stuff.
Boy, have you been to a pharmacy lately, just to look for other stuff other than picking up a prescription?
Think there's a little money in that?
Well, there's so many.
I know.
No, but there's so much stuff because I had to buy a little something, some other stuff. And it's like they got the what?
Well, you know what he's talking about.
Sleeping or staying awake, one of the two.
Okay, do you want me to tell you?
No, I'm not really. No.
It's kind of personal.
No, I don't want to hear that if it's chafing stuff. Nope,
no,
I don't.
It's not
too
chafing.
Early, 6:09.
It's not chafing.
What?
It's for my nose hairs.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember I told you there's times I'll be stopping at a stoplight and I'll be using my Swiss Army knife, the little scissors, trying to trim because they
it's
get down.
It's good to do while you're driving.
And they tickle me.
Mm-hmm. You actually cut yourself that time. Remember we had to put a piece of tape over
it?
Yes. Why don't you have your barber do that?
I don't know. So I bought, so I was looking for little clippers.
I never had a barber do that for me.
No, that seems gross.
Would they shave? No, that's not gross.
I've never, I don't know. I've had it my eyebrows, but never my,
Nose hairs?
Yeah. And they tickle me. They drive me insane.
Hey, look, that's why they cut them.
Yeah.
So did you get a little
So what I'm saying is, though, everything you try to buy at the counter that's small, you can't take it off. Yeah. It's got a lock on it.
Yep.
It's like incredible. The small. I was gonna buy some little 3-volt batteries, literally for my scale. Okay, you got to get somebody to take them up.
Yeah.
So you almost if you can get like 5 or 6 things, you almost have to ask a person to follow you around.
I know.
To get this. When did that happen?
Not at every store though, John.
No. But that's, just tell it. When I go to.
We live in the hood.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing you have to think about is like, what's all the money they're losing because people don't want to. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go out of my way to get somebody to help
me.
You know?
I didn't want somebody to say, hey, could you help me with the nose hair clippers?
And they're not really overly staffed either. Not so at to all. Find somebody who's not really
not
busy
at all. Not self checkout.
It's hard to find somebody just to check out sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we. Anyway.
And there's a lot of stuff that you try. Like, I bought cough syrup, okay? And, boy, the buzzer goes off at the self thing. You can't, but you got to be cleared to buy NyQuil.
Give them your license, yeah.
Well, you have to give a license. They just, look, I think she just said, yeah, you're old enough. And,
Please card me?
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what I mean? It's like, really?
I thought you were going to
wow.
I just can't believe how much of one thing there is. This just goes on and on. And I don't know if it's the same company making 7-8 different products or if
it's a great point.
Generic.
Because you know what I did?
I looked
on the backs of a bunch of
the same.
I thought, okay, what's the number one ingredient? And it's something that begins with a D. Dopamine, yada, 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 or something. And I'm looking at one. Extra strength, yada, yada, 10 grams. Look at another one. Generic brand, 10 grams.
Yeah.
Looked at another one.
Purple
box.
Grams. Green
purple
box.
10 grams. It was like all the same. Then there was one, I think, that was like 12.5. So it's like, oh, well, that's the one that really... But all different prices, all different names, all different what we're going to do for you.
And
the exact same ingredients.
For a very short period of time, I worked for a big company. I won't tell you their name, but I'll give you their initials, P&G. And so, like, they do Crest, they do Scope, they do Scope with Crest.
Yeah.
They are constantly changing the look and the name, but the actual product doesn't change that much. People just think they're getting the new improved version of something.
Wow. Yeah. Is that something? But when you do read the things, it's amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, you would be proud of me on one thing. You know what? So I bought that book yesterday, the Aaron Rodgers book. Really enjoying it. Just about done. Really want to get the author on. Into the Darkness or Out of the Darkness. Whatever. Okay, but interesting stuff. But I thought, you know, I'm gonna get a bottle of wine and I'm gonna get some nice little snacks, cheese and crackers or something, and I'm gonna read. I like doing that. You know, I haven't had it's an event to sit and read a great book.
Yes. Yeah, that's like watching a great movie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I bought something, I thought, I can't wait to try these and tell Jim what I bought. He's gonna be so proud of me, it's gonna be unbelievable.
Celery sticks.
Nope. Something you would never something that you would buy, you probably serve at your parties. That I have never bought in my lifetime.
Is it high end stuff?
Is it meat?
Kind of, yeah.
Is it
kind
meat?
Of?
Is it meat?
No.
Oh.
It's a seafood.
I don't know. Did you do
caviar or something like that?
Close.
Okay.
Oysters?
Yes.
Smoked oysters.
Oh, smoked oysters.
Those are good.
It was great.
Those aren't that great.
Really?
Those aren't that great.
It's loaded with protein.
It's loaded with oil too.
But loaded with protein. So I'm
those are.
My
I love it.
Wine.
I mean, I, yeah.
I'm drinking my smoked oysters while I read the book.
Yep, that's cool. Did you have crackers?
No, I didn't have crackers. I just because I thought that's the carbs part. So, but I had smoked. You know where I got them from?
Oh, don't tell me.
Dollar Tree. Yeah. I bought smoked oysters and herring.
That's good for you. And I mean, it depends if you get
when
the cream
you
or
read.
The...
Well, when you read the ingredients, because I'm trying to herring's really go great. high protein, loaded with protein like you can't believe. Mm-hmm. But the oyster's loaded with protein like you can't believe. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep buying those.
That's good. There's other stuff in those oysters. But, yeah, that's good. Smoked oysters are awesome, John.
I was so proud of myself.
Yeah,
I really liked them.
Yeah.
Because remember I was telling you one day, it's like, how can you eat oysters? There's nothing there. No, these were great.
But they're smoked, yeah.
They'd be great in a salad.
You know what you should get, though? Just... what are those crackers that are low-carb or no-carb?
Remember do they make those kind?
The wayful, like... Yeah, but they don't taste that great. But if with an oyster, they would taste fine.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know exactly.
You know what
exactly
I mean?
What you mean. Those yeah,
like wafer things.
Yeah, they have zero. Yeah,
right.
It's like, did you ever have to have this over? Was it like during Easter when they wanted to be real tradition to have unleavened bread? Did you ever have unleavened bread? That's kind of like what they taste like.
Yeah, they do there.
Like there's no,
there's no taste.
No taste. Yeah, you're right.
And they kind of stick. Don't they kind of stick to the roof of your mouth and your tongue?
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. But the oyster, there's enough oil in those oysters to take them off the roof.
But I was just shocked. It's like, these are delicious.
Yes. I gotta be honest with you. I would think that's one of the that's one of the last things I would think at the dollar store they would have is smoked oysters.
Yeah, because
that's
too.
A little bit.
Right, you think a little hoity-toity, a little whatever, bit, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, well, I didn't. Yeah. I came to that festival, but yeah, they're great. I
bought
them.
A little jar of this. It's like cauliflower and carrots,
pickled
and stuff. Yeah, pickled.
Yeah, that's good.
That's really good too.
Yeah, that's good. And that's now there's that's just vinegar in there.
Yeah,
I mean that. Yeah, you can.
I want to learn how to pickle.
You know what? I wanted to learn how to make herring.
How to make herring?
And
well, I've got a can of it upstairs.
No. You buy it like that. And I'd like to buy
the fish.
The fish. But I talked to the guy.
And do your own pickling?
Yes. I think that would be like a really cool like Christmas gift. You know how people give candles and it's like homemade stuff. I'd like to give people like a jar of like pickled herring or creamed herring that I made.
Here's what's so weird. Like
yeah.
John has a business. He's going to grow mushrooms.
Yeah.
He want to pickle a herring.
Yeah.
And give him his gifts.
Yeah. The guy said, look, you can buy it right over there. I said, I know I can buy it, mate. I said, I want to make it. I want to, you know how you can, what are those things called? Those hydrators where you put the
dehydrator?
Yeah, dehydrator. So I'm thinking of doing that. And people say, you know what? That is the best pickled herring I've ever had, or that's the best creamed herring I've ever had. I'd like to be that guy.
Now, I don't mind the stuff, right? But it's not my favorite thing. Oh. And I don't know that I would want it for a Christmas gift.
Yeah, Todd, thank you.
I was just going to say.
I didn't want to say that. I did not want to say that.
He might be doing that, John, just to thin out his Christmas list.
Yeah, good point.
Hey, Mayor, don't worry about getting me
good
anything
point.
This year.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I got something for you guys here. So take it all.
It's okay.
No, I don't want you open it in front of me. No. You go
open
home.
It at home. Man.
Put it in the tree if you want. Open it on Christmas morning. Okay, there, we've got one left. It's from the mayor. Oh, my gosh. This could be exciting. Let's open it up because this is from the mayor.
Well, you can make that.
Hey, it's.
What? Creamed.
Mom, what the bleep is that? Watch your sleeping language. But what is it?
I think
it's people creamed herring.
Right.
Homemade from the mayor.
People give cherry bombs.
Made
people
with
give
love by coffee. Mayor Milton and Donna.
Donna
enjoying
would make that.
Your Christmas
Donna
with
would
our
want
homemade
her name
cream of pickled herring.
No, she would not be.
Milton would not want his name on
no,
that
No, he would have no, nothing, to I, no. nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Okay, can I be honest with you and don't take this personal?
Oh, Lord.
Don't become that guy.
Hey,
you're still too young.
That
you're
is true.
Still too young
like
to
the,
be.
Like the fruitcake?
Yeah, that guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, I can't come this
That's
year,
a
Jim.
Nice idea.
Your grandkids. What's grandpa
what's
getting
grandpa
us
making
this
old, I'd start cream in November. I'd make a whole big batch. But
yeah.
You got to
buy
the. But buying herring just. Without it being, you know, pickled or creamed, is not the easiest thing to buy.
I didn't know they even sold it.
Yeah, I know.
I can't think of ever seeing it anywhere.
Perhaps the FCC is somebody that just deals with fish in general, you know?
Right. Yeah, the actual fish.
Yeah.
What do they call
mongers?
Guys? Fishmonger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. God, quick.
But I was, no, just wait. Do that. I told Johnny yesterday, something I'm kind of working on, my little Christmas party for Civic Media. You know what I think? Entertainment, you know, I usually bring in. A high school choir, right?
Yeah. It's great.
Well, those guys are, and I may do that, Southwest or, wow, our time already?
Yeah.
Or Preble, but I was thinking of maybe bringing Ace in.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be unbelievable.
But I don't think it's Christmassy. See, he's more, you know
I
what
think
I mean?
He could do anything.
Could you?
I think he could.
Anything.
That would be
anything.
Fun. And then I think we're going to go downstairs and then on anything. Piano do the sing-along, like after.
I love it.
I'm getting old.
Another way for him to get people to not show up at his party.
Gee, we have more people.
We got to have some internet action on that one. Would you accept the gift of cream pickled herring from Jim for Christmas?
Creamed or pickled.
Creamed or pickled. Which one do you want? Okay. Back up this.
In Memphis.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. 6 award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel Wisconsin. Blues, brews, barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life and health care, including access to contraception, in vitro fertilization, and abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves health care and reproductive freedom. He knows reproductive rights are rights every woman is entitled to. He knows reproductive issues are personal and private matters between women and their doctors. Glenn Grothman voted against women's health, access to abortion and contraception, pregnant workers, and pregnant veterans. Stand up for your right to reproductive freedom. Vote for John Zarbano. Tell Glenn Grothman we're not going back.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Cute little gal in every eastern town from Boston to St. Louis.
Trucker Thursday, baby! Yeah! Yeah! Got some text here.
What, Kelly hurting my feelings so early?
Kelly says, yeah, it's a hard pass, Jim. No thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm the cream herring. Next one. No, but thank you.
Okay, this is what...
Thank you. What do you think of Jim's idea?
I sort of back up a little bit.
Giving
though.
Away... homemade pickled cream of herring for Christmas gifts.
I think I want to make it a bigger picture than that.
Okay.
At Christmas, you invite people over, and you want to give them something maybe that's homemade, right?
Yeah.
And that's where, remember that one guy told
me? Yeah, like the lady here.
My shrink said.
My grandma used to love pickled herring. I adored that woman, but the stuff made me gag. I got another one here. They made pickled herring at Bayview by Milwaukee and sold it, especially at the holidays. My uncle tried to make me eat it. Put hair in your chest.
Yes.
Why my mom was eating it. I thought I was pretty funny for a 13-year-old.
Okay. Wise mom eating it. That is pretty funny.
That's very funny.
My mom and dad would do the pickled herring and the cannibal sandwiches on New Year's Eve to kick in the new year.
That is the best. And eating herring.
You guys can never get on me for what I've eaten in my life.
But there's a little bit more to that. Eating herring on New Year's Eve is good luck.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I never heard that.
So if you look you're up, right.
It is. But to give somebody something you made, like that cherry bomb. Where you
put the cherry bombs?
You have to start that, though, in November, too.
Even earlier,
earlier.
I think earlier.
I was just telling John, November.
I think like 6 months that
is
stuff
it that
has
far
to
out?
Sit.
Oh, my God. I got to get on that.
That's how the old guys used to do it. They'd put it in their closet or their basement for like 6 months.
In the cellar. That word you don't like.
Yes.
Yes. And that, boy, that's good stuff. That's a good gift, too.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And you put those in those little candy jars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's funny.
Absolutely. I had friends, they made the homemade Kahlua. I love that.
The Kahlua,
and then they give it. You know what the cool part is? It's a great gift. Kahlua, I don't know how they make it. But when they give it in those cool bottles, like the guy that had honey brandy, and it's got those little, the cork that stays on with the wires.
Right.
I love
that's
those.
That's why you want to go to those like antique things and pick up those cool bottles.
Yes.
People are like, well, that's a cool bottle. They'll save it. As I said to you this morning, I said, you know, it's amazing how close we are to November. Because, you know, I have a big event coming up. So we got a bunch of stuff in November. But then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to have my party the first 2 weeks of December probably. And so I want to start planning for that. The pickled herring is not a gift? No? Okay, I'll think of something else. I want to give you guys something for coming over. I don't want to buy it.
No, you don't just buy it.
Jim, if you do that, like, there's got to be something else with it. Like the charcuterie board that came in. There's some good stuff on there. There's some odd stuff.
Yeah.
That's just really odd.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of is. It just, well, you know,
you would take it and have it for your party. Like, it would be right. A gift that keeps on giving.
But it might be one of those things. Boy, I wish she had checked to know that I was allergic to seafood. You know, because you're big on into that.
I do ask people when they come over, are there any allergies? And some people are like, they, you know, then I just uninvite them. I'm just kidding. I work around the menu.
You're like, I'm reading that book, like I said, on Aaron Rodgers, and it just goes on and on with great friends of his, high school, college, heart, people that lived with him, great friends, and he would just ghost them, and they would have no idea why. Even his grandparents, they have no idea why. And different, it's, this book is really something. It really pulls back some curtains.
So you're going to give that as your Christmas gift or what?
Well, I'm done reading it, yeah.
Yeah, people think that's going to uplift them, but really it depends how much Ace is going to charge me to put on a show, but maybe that'll be my
deal. I think Ace would be fantastic at your, show.
He would be great to have like a over for a house party.
Phenomenal.
But Christmas, phenomenal. I got to talk to him about that. We're going to see him October 1st.
You know, some smart ash here. What? I hear great gifts to give out are Blackstone Grills.
Now, that's funny. Thank you for being a regular listener. You know what? I went to this party last night.
Oh, trust me. You're going to learn what a wrestling reel is. They will never let you forget anything. If you ever think I'm going to walk in one day and just kind of just whatever. And no.
Yeah, that came up last night. And Todd, I was telling you this. Well,
this is funny.
The Cellcom.
This was their final.
Yeah, the Cellcom Marathon had their big party last night, and 25 years they've given away $2 million, and they gave the new community shelter and like I said, Feed My Starving Children the proceeds from last year. But then they had some extra money left over, so they invited everyone who's ever been a recipient, and we all got an extra like $3,000.
Oh, nice.
So,
wow,
like,
phenomenal.
Back to,
nice.
Like, you know a ton of those people, but it's every charity, right? Salvation Army, they're going to be calling you, Todd, about the bell ringing, and a couple other people, Junior Achievement. Anyway, so we're all there. And this lady came up to me, she goes, oh, hey, I listen to your show. I said, well, that's great, because I didn't know you're doing that. And I said, how'd you hear about us? She goes, well, I got to be honest. I took my car in for repairs, and they gave me a car, and I turned the radio on, and you're on.
So you know what? What? That's a great test. And I'll tell you why, because the car dealerships used to work with radio stations. When the cars would come into service, they would see what people were listening to on their radio. And then they would, you know, kind of buy advertising.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a good test.
It's a great test.
So that's kind of good that you were on a car.
Wow. That's very cool.
I know. So anyway, she...
Another hard pass on the herring. From
what?
Vicky.
Vicky. Okay. Yeah. And Vicky's one of your biggest backers. I got to be honest with you.
I'll think of something. Well, I told you that when I went...
But no. They still... Yeah, it always works out this way. At first, the negative people...
They do.
That's how it always works.
627.
Negative first thing. And then they
start warming up. They start thinking about it. They go, you know what? I think he's on to something.
There. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we're at right now.
I told you when I was done with my previous job and kind of like didn't know what I wanted to do, and I went and saw the shrink, and he told me to make candles. Because he goes, look, you're kind of creative, and you like giving.
See, now that would be something nice for you to give out.
Yes. There you go.
He goes, yes. But get it. He said, that's what you need to do is buy one of those kits and make candles. You like giving stuff away. You're kind of creative. And I'm like, really? I'm going to make.
I can see you doing that. No. We did that for Cub Scouts. Didn't you
put stones in them? You put.
Well, we got the little cartons of milk. You know, we did those.
No, this is...
And you cut it open, you fill that with ice or whatever, and you put it in the melted stuff.
Right, and then they get holes in it, right? Because you put the ice in. Yeah, there's very cool things, but...
Okay.
I don't know. I think I like
making
the hair.
Candles. I could see you making candles. Scented?
Candles. I would do that.
Oh, yeah, and he'd create all his own scents.
He would. It'd be his own scent.
And he'd have
give
some
scents of Milton.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I would give you a...
Scent of wet Milton.
And I would try to customize them, because I'm, you know, such a sensitive guy. I would like make yours smell like spam.
I appreciate that. Spam and smoked oysters.
There you go.
I would love that.
I'll think of something.
Wow. All right. We got some folks coming in today. They're going to be pretty interesting. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Kristen Ambrose talk about a huge event in the world of mortgage that happened
last
night. Huge national news on that. She'll talk about us. We got some trivia coming up. We got Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, and we might have some more. Stay with us.
He's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's
days off. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Well, you're seeing how dry it is around Wisconsin in the month of September. That dry weather causing issues with transportation on the Mississippi River. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, water levels are down on the Mississippi River and its tributaries. This is the third year in a row where our transportation artery has been compromised. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, and he says this low water level is felt in the marketplace a couple different ways.
Number one is the ability to put a lot of tonnage in individual barges. And then number two, the ability to attach multiple barges all together to form one single unit. And then you have the towboat pushing it from the back. And when you have low water conditions, it has an impact on channel depth and on channel width. And so you no longer can put as much tonnage per barge because you're concerned about scraping the bottom, even having a grounding. And then when you have less water, the shipping channel becomes more narrow. So you don't have the luxury of attaching all these barges together to form one single unit.
Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, explaining some of the details that they've got to work around when water levels are this low on the Mississippi River and their tributaries. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning, still in the red ink. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story Contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Well, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained another 5¾ cents to 262¼. 40-pound block cheese down 3¼ to 24½. Double A butter dropped 8, back down to $3.50 per pound. This morning in Chicago, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 3, 23.57 a hundredweight. December corn's down 2 at 4.11. November beans are unchanged at 10.14. And December wheat's down a nickel at 5.71. There's your market update on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 86. Showers and storms likely tonight, lows around 65. Showers and storms on Friday morning, then becoming mostly sunny with a high around 82. Sunny and 83 for Saturday. Sunday, slight chance of a shower and a high of 78.
It's 57 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a great looking Thursday morning, 53 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 58. In Oshkosh? Is that right?
That's right.
In Oshkosh. Hey, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Well, say it with the new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. Black is the new hot color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest, 60 months, no money down. Hurry, ends on the 31st. Restrictions apply. PellaWI.com. Today.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when we talk about Pella with our guests. How many of them have said,
I've got those. I know. Yeah, that's
like
what I've got.
General guy we had in yesterday says, yeah, I got those.
That's what I've got. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's.
But today, this I think would be up your alley. Today is National Butterscotch Pudding Day.
No, it wouldn't be.
I'm a fan of the butterscotch pudding.
Todd?
I would say it's all right.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, man, at school when you'd go and you'd see that butterscotch pudding was the dessert.
Pass.
Really?
Wouldn't even take it. Nope.
Okay, talk like a pirate day. I hate that day because everybody does the same thing. We're not even acknowledging it.
Take that one off.
Anybody that talks like a pirate, you're out of here. Let's go. Here's mine. Truck Driver Appreciation Week.
There you go. That's
see
awesome.
See you down the road, Jack. Yeah. I still think of that, how much I'd love to be a truck driver.
I'd love to. If that's what you really want to do,
it's
you
what
can
I really
do
want
that.
To do.
No.
What I really want to do.
They are really looking for drivers.
Wow. But I don't want to drive the real big one, something a little smaller.
Yeah. It's
like,
all...
like the size of a U-Haul. Not the
they
big
don't need
U-Haul,
those
the
people.
Small. Yeah, they do.
No.
To drive cross country?
Why would you put something in a U-Haul when you can put it in a 40-foot semi or 63-foot?
Well, because they got the they got stuff. And so it's like, hey, we need somebody to drive this to Kansas City. I'm your man. You got a lot of experience? Damn right I do, ma'am. Mm-mm. What?
You could be a truck driver. I would say that that's truly on your list. I don't know how your eyes are, but you could
great,
be.
But still.
They're looking for truck drivers.
I would
actually
love to be a
truck
driver.
They came over to our place and said, look, is anybody that's qualified? So there's a need for truck drivers. Yeah. I don't.
All right. Jimmy Fallon, happy birthday, 50 years old. Seems like he should be older.
Me too. That's what I would think too.
Wow. Trisha Yearwood is 60. That's Garth Brooks' wife.
Yep.
Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Didn't she have like the ultimate dance or ultimate cheer?
The cheer thing, right?
The cheer
she
thing
was on that.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Yep.
That was good. Lita Ford is 66, former rock star. Joan London is 74. Used to have a talk show, didn't she?
She was on Good Morning America.
Oh, Good Morning America.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Twiggy is 75. Boy, it seems like she should be older than that. Because she must have been super young when she was like the biggest thing going. So I want to say that was like 1968. So she'd be like 15.
But she faded out, right? Did she ever?
Yeah, she had her little moment.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a long
time. And then everybody lost. Hey, Twiggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Randolph Mantooth. Correct me if I'm wrong. Johnny Gage in Emergency.
Wait, that's.
Yes. I remember that show.
Yes. Is that him?
Yes.
Loved that show.
Sounds like the beginning of that Naked Gun.
Well, it's kind of a spoof, probably.
Yeah. Because Naked Gun was kind of a spoof of these kind of shows.
I didn't see the
Julie Randolph. London on that show, the nurse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had, as children, we had the board game. There was a board game for emergency. And
I did not know that.
Yep.
I wanted to get a job. Okay, rappelling down the side of a mountain, and there's this car flipped over right on the edge.
Yeah.
And the people would say, help us. Just relax. I got this. And you just kind of like, you know, dude, and you grab the one person, you throw them over your shoulder, and I'll be back for you. Don't leave me here. I'll be back.
Be back.
I promise. And then all of a sudden, this car starts teetering a little bit more.
And you would step on it to get some leverage.
And then it'd go over. Oh!
You'd be the spoof.
I got one!
This is interesting. I didn't know this, but Jimmy, you might enjoy this. The person who wrote that theme, Nelson Riddle. You know, with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra.
Really? Oh, no. I even know Nelson Riddle.
Come on, Jim.
I'm thinking.
Oh, he was huge. He did.
Linda Ronstadt performed with his orchestra.
Yeah.
And
he was huge. Huge, huge, huge. Huge. You remember Nelson? I'm shocked. I would think you would definitely know Nelson Riddle.
Yes.
More than anybody.
Yes.
Brian texted. He loves Emergency. It's on every night on MeTV.
Do you get MeTV?
I don't know. I think you need the antenna for MeTV.
Oh, okay. Because they carry all those shows.
Yep.
Oh, man. I loved Emergency. I loved Chips, Emergency, all those kind of shows back in those days. You know, Moving On. That was about truckers. Remember that one?
No, but Chips Quad was. Aikens. Everybody knows. Yeah, Chips was.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Okay, if you wanted to play a part of a nurse or a flight attendant in those days, you had to be pretty hot. You ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were in those. Every nurse in those shows was, you know, versus what we had in Nagani.
Wow.
Well,
I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to say anything.
You know how, like, they have NCIS, something unit, and there's all these other branches of these shows?
Yeah.
Emergency. Nagani division, you know?
God, that would be funny.
Maybe somebody in the ditch during a snowstorm.
And a guy pulling him out, you know?
Guy pulling him out of his old truck. Bumper pulls off. So rusted. Yeah.
FeeTV is on Spectrum, so if you have Spectrum.
What is on Spectrum?
FeeTV. Okay. FeeTV.
Oh, FeeTV.
Yep.
Okay. I'll look that up. No, 70s was the classic era for TV shows. Yeah. You got to admit that. Because that's when TV really became big in a certain way. You know what I mean? With cable company, cable came in and all those kind of things. And I mean, I saw a thing, something popped up the other day, and it's like the new 1968 CBS lineup. And it was Mannix and
was great.
Partridge Family and all those kind of shows. But they had like 5 hours worth of like original TV shows.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Now, I have zero idea what's on on local TV at night. I mean, is it all reality shows? Or news talk shows?
I think it's also some of those like NCIS. A lot of those kind of shows? Yeah.
Okay. But man, the variety at every night. And we didn't have three channels, which is good. But you know, the reason I couldn't do homework on Sunday nights was like Gunsmoke and stuff like that. You can't miss Gunsmoke. What are you going to have to talk about the next day in the schoolyard? Right. You got to watch Gunsmoke.
You didn't watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to work in this, Jim, and I want our people to work on this because I feel bad now. I feel bad whenever anybody wants to do something out of the goodness of their heart to be nice to people. They're going to put in the effort, and they get kind of criticized for it. And the reason I feel bad is because that's happened to me so many times.
Right.
So many times I've had my heart broken by people over what I was going to make for them or whatever. And then they criticize me, and it's just, it hurts. So this thing about the herring, I'm just going to throw it out there to the people. You know Jim. You know what he can do. You know his abilities. What do you think might just be a little bit more appropriate? Maybe the herring thing would be good for Easter, for Passover or something.
No. Easter is herring is a great Christmas appetizer hors d'oeuvre. Again, like we said earlier, it's good luck on New Year's Eve. That everybody knows that.
Okay, you're going to apple picking.
Yes.
You're going to apple picking?
Not this Sunday. Next Sunday. They play the Vikings here, and we're going during the Vikings game because there's going to be nobody there. And then we're going to go back to the shelter and make.
You know, what do you
I told those guys to think
what
about
What do you think about this? Applesauce. What if you made homemade applesauce
made
out of apples you picked yourself?
That'd be a good gift. That's a good gift.
Apple jam.
But that's not my thing. You know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean?
I don't make. That I don't make applesauce,
but you
make,
could.
I think I could.
You don't make herring either, but you're talking about that.
Well, that's more my herring.
Yeah, that's true. The cherry bounce I would do, but that's not
apropos for the mayor to give away.
Well, not only that; it's just
apple butter
kind of work.
Apple butter, I love apple butter.
That would be interesting.
That would be phenomenal. Save it maybe for your apple crisp that you said you were going to make. You know, give that to somebody. That would be a nice gift. Apple crisp.
But that doesn't last. That doesn't last, though.
If you figured out a way to do an apple crisp in a little jar.
Yeah.
That could be shelf stable.
Hermetically sealed.
Yep. Shelf stable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be apples. Don't you? I mean, you're so big into apple picking. You're
cherry picking, strawberry picking. I like doing that.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Doing that with
another great idea: infuse your own alcohol and include a drink recipe to go with it.
There you go.
I know. I don't.
There you go.
That's not my thing.
There you go.
I don't.
Here's the thing: we're not going to change his mind.
No,
for some reason,
we're just
he's
trying to help him.
No,
I'm struggling a little bit. I just don't want the look on people's face. Yeah. Where it's like
I know when people
Christmas morning.
Okay, when people
and some poor little kid, like I said, out of the blue at Christmas morning. What the bleep is that?
Yeah. No, but when you come over, I want to give you, like, usually my gift is the entertainment, right?
I mean,
it's $500 to get
you
the
give up yourself.
Well, that and. But I don't know. I wanted to make something. That,
uh-huh.
I think homemade gifts are like the best.
No question.
Like, I wish my kids would just give me homemade gifts.
I used to make birdhouses.
That's a good gift.
I used to make birdhouses.
But do you give that to every, how many did you make? That's a lot. Who'd you give them to?
Murph and Tammy.
Those are nice
I think
gifts.
I made them both birdhouses. And Murph says he still puts his out on Christmas.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
So I made like a Christmassy thing with a little holly.
Yep.
And stuff. That you have to put that.
It's a tradition.
That little sprayed snow or something on there.
Yeah. And then that little.
Mm-hmm.
Like that ball with the seeds on?
Ball with the seeds on?
Like, so,
well, they're more ornamental.
These
are a little more ornamental birdhouses.
Well, they don't use them?
No.
Like
they're ornamental.
Show?
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Oh.
Well, it's not practical. It's
well,
just,
it's Americana.
Yeah, okay. It's an ornament.
So I had an aunt growing up, and I love her and whatever, and she's no longer with us, but she would always make us, she would knit us like gloves and hats.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
And that's, well. Yeah, and no.
Okay. Thoughtful. But the thing is,
but
here's the thing about it. They were always the weirdest colors because I think she would use the leftover yarn. And then, you know, we get practically beat up in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to think about stuff like that.
You didn't like those pink and purple.
The color of your Jim and I shirts that one day.
Yeah.
Really
right. Salmon and whatever
color.
Yeah.
But no, but my birdhouses are used as decorative pieces.
Okay.
Those birdhouses, they're decorative during the holidays. They put them on a fireplace mantle next to like a nativity scene, stuff like that.
Wow. Well, that's great.
I made a hell of a nativity scene one time.
Out of what?
Old barnwood. It was really.
You made a nativity scene out of barnwood?
Yeah.
Would you paint it or how?
No,
what do you mean?
I kept the barnwood so it looked like the actual stable where God was born.
Look, God wasn't born in the stable.
Well, Jesus was born. Okay. Whatever. I mean,
I just wanted to be clear on this. The nativity, you made the stable.
Yes.
Okay, that's not a nativity, is the.
Well, then I put the people in.
I bought the people. Okay, all right.
I'm not a carver.
That's what I was going to say. I've never
But
heard
I made. This was huge.
That's a cool thing. I mean, it was really. Stables are great.
It was almost the size of this desk. Because we had.
Who would want that? That's too much.
Can I finish?
Wow.
We had this ledge. Okay, you walk in and you have the high ceiling, but there's this ledge for stuff. So I made it on that whole ledge, and I strung lights underneath. So you'd have different lights coming
cool.
on and everything like that. So it alternate and everything.
Did you put that like it's not fiberglass? What's that white stuff? And it looks like snow.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
I worked my butt off on this.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay,
that's a good one.
That was gonna be this, and had our big Christmas Eve get together okay.
Did you do that on top of the piano? Where'd you put that?
No, it's like this ledge when you walk in, like in our foyer.
Okay, cool.
And nobody really said anything. I'm like, hey, guys.
Sometimes you gotta bring that up and you gotta
check out my that's nice.
Keep nodding your head over there.
You got those one kind of shrimp now, don't you? Oh my god, I love those. Hey guys, good. I just finished my nativity scene. What's that? Mike, I made that right there.
Nice.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
What you drinking?
What's going on? What are you drinking? Let me make you one.
Yeah. No, I like.
This is a true story. So what I'm saying is, it was kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It was kind of heartbreaking. I worked so hard on this, and nobody gave it the slightest bit of attention.
I am sad about that.
I ended up burning it in my fire pit.
Don't say that.
I did.
Okay.
All right. That sounds like a Hallmark Christmas special.
I know. That one hurts.
Johnny builds a manger. That's the name of it, right?
Mino builds a manger.
Yeah, there you go.
Mino builds a manger. It's the name of my next book.
Song.
That could be a
song.
This is a true story. I'm not lying about this.
The pinnacle of the story is you cracking it up and throwing it in the fire pit.
And it was
so
nice.
And tears running down your face.
Right.
It was so nice.
But then what would have to happen to make that a good end? Because that would be, right, you
right,
see this little
sad
kid,
part, so,
sad
right.
part, but then somebody comes back and somebody comes back and would like to have you make one for them or buy one that was the most beautiful thing they saw. And
yeah.
Everybody thought it was so great, they didn't say anything. You know, it's one of those things.
Maybe.
So that could be, but you're working on a different play, aren't you?
Yeah, I was taking a trip to take off of this. Remember The guy gives everything he owns to buy a new brush. We're going to send her a question.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
School's back in session, and that means our young people are in crosswalks, around school zones, and bus stops. Be especially alert and be sure to minimize distractions that take your eyes off the road, even for a second. Our kids are too important. Brought to you by Advantage Pest and Mosquito Control. For all your extermination and mosquito defense needs, call 920-303-5754. That's 920-303-5754.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, happy Trucker Thursday, and it's happy Trucker Day, all week, all month. This is going out to all the truckers out there. If any of them drive past, please give us the horn, okay? Anybody driving down Washington Street past our studios, please give us the by the way, got this. Bobby Troup, who played Dr. Earl on Emergency, wrote the song Route 66. He was a jazz pianist and married to Julie London, who I guess we know how she got her role in Emergency as Nurse Drooley. Jim, why not sourdough bread for Christmas?
I'm not the best baker. Okay. I don't. It's not that I'm not the best. I don't know how to bake, but a good one, though. Sourdough, that's a good one. There's so many things you could do with bread.
Crisp $100 bill? Said. You could do that just going to the bed and take out that shoebox.
Don't move for a second. I got to get that one shoebox. No, this one was for the sidewalk thing. Here, just give me the shoebox. Okay. Okay. I'm going to take
Let's
care
Let's go with the sourdough.
Yeah. But that thing, that the beautiful mangi I built. Is that the mangi?
No.
And it's magi.
Yeah.
Okay, the beautiful stable I built.
Yes.
Who are those? Name those three wise guys.
Francis, and...
They had names?
Balthazar.
Oh.
Melchor.
Yeah.
And Casper.
I did not know this.
Sounds like the mob from Chicago.
No, I know, right? I thought it was about frankincense and mints
or something. That's what they brought. Okay. But those were the three wise men.
Okay. They brought mints.
Did you ever see a Saturday Night Live skit about that? About, you know, there's Mary and it's like, we have three wise. Really? I just had a baby in a barn. Okay. I'm tired. Really? We have to have guests now? Well, just these three, dear. Hey, we bring you gifts. Okay. Mine, Mary, you look tired. I just had a baby in a barn. Okay?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay?
Yeah.
And somebody else knocked. We are the... Oh, my... Would you just tell them no? God, I haven't even showered. But anyway, yeah, but we were talking about that. One of the great TV things is the guy... What did he sell? He sold his watch.
Oh, that's a great story. Todd, you saw that when you were like in...
Probably.
Third, fourth grade. It's a love story, and the lady has some beautiful long hair, and the guy has this unbelievable watch that I think was handed down from his great-great-great-grandfather. Well, he sells his watch to buy his Is his wife or girlfriend?
His
girlfriend.
His lover.
His wife. Right? Okay. Lover. Right.
No, yeah, his lover. 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 Yeah, it was his chick on the side. Go
ahead. Side chick.
Yeah. Yeah.
To put that
side action.
Those brats or something in her hair.
Yeah.
And then she,
a comb. A hair comb.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Okay. That's and what then I he, too.
Like a she, gold-plated
right,
comb.
She cuts yep. her hair off and sells that to get him
a watch. So what's... Okay.
Anyway, that's just a cool story. It's like,
yeah,
wow,
I love that story. Okay,
that was in black and white. We had to watch that like in, I think that was, you know, I said fourth grade. I bet you it was earlier than that. Didn't you have to watch that in school?
Yeah. Absolutely. Or Reddit. But my favorite.
Read that one.
Texture. I love watching Todd swinging his arms around over his head and neither of you are looking at him. Todd deserves a raise.
We know that.
Trying to wrap us up. We're just talking. My favorite thing. You didn't see this one though. The one that I love, the surprise endings type things. Who was the guy that used to do that? There's an author. We used to have to read him all the time. Short stories and everything would have a real twist ending to it. But anyway, I love that. Todd, did you have the movie when you were in school, like a short clip, maybe 15 minutes or something, from the world Civil War, and they're going to hang the guy at that bridge, and they walk him onto the bridge, and they got the...
Yeah.
The cadence going,
yeah.
And they walk him onto the bridge. Here's a... You know, a spy against the Confederacy, blah, blah, blah. You'll hang by your neck until you're dead. Yeah. And they put the thing around. I think it's the opposite. I think it's the Northerners that are getting the Southern guys. So maybe, hey, we're going to hang it in, eh? So, but anyway, so they get the guy, and they got him on the bridge. And, okay, next thing that happens is he goes down, and the rope snaps. And he swims, and they're shooting at him like crazy. He's trying to breathe, and he's swimming, and he gets the ropes off, and he gets in the current, and he goes over the rapids, just bounces off rock. And he grabs like a log that's floating, and he keeps going and stuff like that. And he finally gets his, and it's like he's at his farm.
Hmm.
And he runs through the woods. There's his wife with open arms, and he runs up, and he hugs her. And at that moment, they actually release the trapdoor, and he hangs and dies.
Oh.
Did you ever watch that one?
Is that Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge?
Yes. That is one of the all-time
you
great
that
movie
school?
Things ever. Yes. It was an American literature class.
Wow.
Nope. Yes.
The saddest we got was Old Yeller.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Did anybody see that? Did you guys have to watch that one in school?
We did not watch that one.
Didn't see it in school, but I did see it.
Oh. Okay, what's it called? Occurrence?
At Owl Creek Bridge.
Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. You got to read this.
Yeah, no.
You got to do it.
We did not see that.
I think you should.
No, that's a... I love twists like that.
Me too. I love those twisting kind of things. Yeah.
Like the
movie The Sixth Sense when he goes, I see dead people.
Oh, man. It took me a long time to figure out that movie, but that is a really great movie.
Well, a great movie when we were kids though was The Great Escape.
Oh, phenomenal!
That was awesome.
Phenomenal.
Come up on a hill.
Phenomenal.
They just riddle them all.
76 escaped, 3 got away.
Yeah,
50 were executed. Okay, let me just.
That was
I gotta tell you something really quick. I gotta tell you something super quick about Aaron Rodgers' book.
Yeah,
it starts off with his grandfather.
Oh,
and I gave Aaron Rodgers one of my books at first, and he told me, he said, you know, my grandpa was in the war. I said, what was he? He said, I don't know. He was a prisoner of war. I said, Germany or Japan? He said, Germany. So I said, you know what? He didn't know anything about it. So what I did is I gave him one of my books, and I highlighted, put a bookmark. This chapter is about the prisoner of war camp. Stalag Luft 3 is where your grandfather was, and this is the death march he had to be on and the whole thing.
Wow.
So the whole start of the book.
Yeah.
Is about his grandfather and being a prisoner of war and everything like that. And I'm not trying to like pat myself, but I think I put, because Aaron didn't know much about it. And I think I put that spark into him to really research it.
I believe you, actually.
I'm not joking about this.
Okay, are you referenced it on the back?
I am not.
Okay.
But he didn't know anything about it until I told him.
I can't believe Aaron Rodgers would say he didn't know anything about it.
He didn't know about where he was or anything like that. Oh, my gosh. We'll get him on the show.
Okay, there you go.
We'll get Rodgers
all right,
on the show.
I'm going to hear this.
I will prove this to you.
Okay.
I will prove
well,
this
I believe
to you.
Yeah. All right.
All right. We got some great guests coming up, starting as soon as we come back. Mind on the Mirror on a beautiful Thursday. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, my union buddy Earl Ingram Jr. will join me in studio. We'll talk about the lack of a Teamsters endorsement. Plus, can the GOP keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.